4HKX Mobile.
In 0TR.
Hope you and Miss Bernice are having a nice soggy day.
How's your day going? It's, we just been sitting around and, looking at the computer. I got chewed out for passing some misinformation a while ago, but I don't check those things, so if I happen to send you one, if you want to check it through Snopes and all that, be sure you do. I'm just old and ignorant, I guess. well, it's just fun to me.
I don't know who chewed you out, but maybe they ought to worry more about the media doing their job instead of the individual for a minute.
Yeah, it's all a big joke. If they did anything intelligent, it'd be out of character. Well, we had biscuits and gravy this morning, and sausage and eggs, and oh, I wish these chickens would start laying. They just quit.
The lady we've been getting eggs from, her quit laying too, so back to buying store-bought for now.
Got cheaper. That's good. The bird flu calmed down, and the inflation didn't, but the bird flu did, so I guess that helped a lot there.
So what you got planned for today?
Once and check the chickens. I might go out and fill their feeders, although they don't need it that much. Oh, we've had about a quarter inch of rain here over the last 2 days, but they say there's a lot more coming. I certainly hope that's one thing that is correct.
About a week, that would be great. That way it doesn't rain all at one time. Because if it does up here in these mountains, it tend to have some unwanted consequences.
I can see why you wouldn't want that. Well, I got a new vertical installed here. Doesn't seem to do any better than the other one did, but, oh, the other one was getting kind of raunchy on the outside of it, and I put up it's 10 foot tall instead of about 4 foot tall. Oh, I haven't really tried it out a great deal yet. Well, the grandson's doing an internship down at Benson on Woodruff. Do you go by there?
That would be one of our other distributors that goes down there.
Well, Isaac's really happy. He's at that bond center, you know, and they let him do internships at places besides their teaching there. At least he's keeping up on his studies that'll get him into college. I was kind of worried about that when I heard he was doing this internship, but our daughter says he's doing fine, so that's good. He's just changing oil down there, but he gets paid pretty good, so he seems to be happy with that, and that gives him some pocket money, and he's got a good attitude. He's willing to work.
Him a lot more than just go get money. It teaches him responsibility about it. He's got to show up, what he's got to do when he gets there, you know, those kinds of things that they're small in comparison to everything else, but they're important and just nonetheless.
You know, it gives him a sense of honor and his, you know, being prompt and on time and all of that stuff. And, he was working for the Nissan dealership out here on in Greer, I think it was. And he worked there a year, and then some other company come in and found out they bought them all out. I guess it was the Honda guy. Anyways, Isaac had had one speeding ticket, which he well deserved. It was on a Sunday morning coming down Pelham Road. There wasn't any traffic or anything, but he was going too fast. And if you even got one ticket, they won't hire you.
Fred Anderson had come through and bought up everything. They've been buying up, I don't know, every dealership in sight, and some out of sight.
That, where are they from, Anderson?
Actually, the first dealership they had that I know of was when they bought the Nissan place up in Asheville, up here in North Carolina. And that was many years ago, but here in the last year, they've been buying up everything.
I think there's quite a few dealerships there on Wade Hampton out there on the east side of town that he bought up.
I think he was the one that bought Bradshaw, Chevrolet, and GMC, and Pontiac, and all of it. He had to buy all of it, Cadillac. And then he bought the Nissan place. He bought the Honda place, the Kia place, several others right there. And then he bought lots of stuff over on Woodruff and Lawrence Road.
Nice. Somebody's got money. shoot. Well, I thought that was a little bit harsh. I mean, if he'd had a felony or something like that instead of a speeding ticket, and he's a kid and he's got a Mustang with a big engine in it, and he had to learn the hard way. And the police department was very nice about it. They wrote his mom and dad a letter and explained what he'd done, and he admitted it, you know, that he was speeding. And I guess when this new Fred Anderson or whatever, you can't even have one speeding ticket, or they won't hire you for an internship. I don't know about their employees. You wouldn't think they'd be able to get any employees if that was the case.
But a lot of it has to do with they're already paying a higher rate because he's a young driver, and then he gets a ticket on top of it. I've had some insight on dealing with some of that stuff, and so that's why they do tend to go that direction. But it's still not a good thing, but, you know, the insurance companies and lawyers and corporations are what run this country.
It's true. And the insurance rates ain't gotten any cheaper lately, I can tell you that for sure. Well, it hurt his feelings. He had completed his internship there, but he couldn't renew it for the next year, so he went to Benson. And it's been a year or better since he got that ticket. It was when he first started driving. And I kind of felt like that you give a kid a Mustang with a big engine in it, he's probably going to use it.
Expect at least one speeding ticket, maybe more, before they learn that lesson.
Go off a little bit. he's doing good now, though. And I think he's learned his lesson well, and he really likes working there. I hope he goes ahead, and if he likes that kind of stuff, goes to a technical college at least. And the daughter hopes he gets football scholarships and that to go someplace, but yeah, that's not my thing.
He will get somewhere. And I don't know, a 4-year degree anymore just doesn't seem to carry the weight that it used to. And the tech industry can sure use the manpower, and you can make a good living as in those fields, working with your hands. I mean, the automotive field, you can make a good living at it as long as you're good at it and you'll hustle.
I think he will. He's a great big old boy. He's 6'5", and, oh, I don't know, 260 pounds or so, and wears a size 16 shoe, 17 years old, and he's a gentle Ben, really got a nice personality. We're proud of him. He wanted a small toolbox yesterday he was talking to Harbor Freight stuff, you know, so we went down and let him pick one out and buy it. I tried to get him to go with you on that, but he said, I don't need anything big or fancy right now, Grandpa. He says, I just need something for a few tools, and he says, that'll come later on. So I said, all right, we'll get you that for your Christmas present. I kind of had that in mind, that's the reason you wanted to meet me down there.
Honestly, that's the right move. I'll even tell you, I tell young guys that all the time when they're getting into this. don't go buy a big expensive toolbox. Buy you a small tool cart, fill it up, outgrow it, and then reevaluate if you still want to be in this business. And if it is, then it's time to step up and buy a better toolbox. Because the Harbor Freight toolboxes are not bad, don't get me wrong. But when you open and close that drawer 100 times a day, the slides and stuff just in the weight, with the weight in them, they don't tend to hold up, and the frames just, they won't hold the weight like the professional ones will.
What you mean, I worked at a wheel plant, and it was over 15 acres. I can't remember after the expansion how big it was. And I was an electrician and electronic technician there, and we had to take our toolboxes with us. And the first thing I did was get rid of them cheap wheels off of it and put a good set of wheels on that a guy had there at the plant. And the welder stuck them on there for me. And it really made all the difference in the world. But for meters and test equipment and stuff like that, it did a good job for me. And, boy, you had to cover a lot of acreage there when you went out to troubleshoot, you know?
I worked in ships like that where my toolbox was stored on one end of it, and my lifts and stuff were on the other end because I'm working on bigger trucks and back and forth. So the cars
the first one to go. Well, Patrick, you're getting kind of scratchy there. Are you going back up north?
I'm going to do it with the Hendersonville Club. But yeah, it's getting scratchy. I'm going to say 7-3 if you can still hear me. Tom, you and Mr. Deese have a good evening. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
73, Patrick. You have a good day and a safe one. KO4HKX and 0TR clear. Keying their mic accidentally, I assume, so you might check it and send 0TR.
KC4SKD, you still around, Tom?
Hey, how you doing today?
Out running errands. Right now I'm going to get some food. We called in some food and go get it and get back to the house. I'm working on my workbench today. Going to redo it, and went ahead and got some stuff to do that with. Hope y'all are doing okay.
Doing all right, considering our age. Bernice is just going to take some stuff out to chickens, and I was going to step out with her there, and I was just looking at some of my logbook of the world contacts here and seeing if I had any new ones. And I talked to Rusty a little earlier, and I talked to Patrick out there on his route.
I talked to somebody on the way home yesterday. N4ZLK is one of them. The other guy, I can't remember his call, but he and I are big Star Trek fans. And he told me about a little communicator thing that he bought that interfaces with his smartphone. And I said, man, now you got me want one.
Well, one of my good friends up in Kansas, KB0NRG, Ron, and Gennardi, he's passed away now. We called him Not Real Good, was his mnemonic there, but for NRG. But he had every episode of Star Trek saved, and he watched that continuously. And he was a brilliant man. He had a degree in physics, summa cum laude, and a computer person about like W4DJW. Just amazing. I don't know your capabilities, but I've known Dave a long time. And he loved Star Trek. I'll tell you, I never did get hooked on it. I liked some of the movies they made, but Bernice doesn't care for that kind of stuff, so I never did get to go to very many of them.
Boy, I was, when I saw it as a kid, I was hooked. And my dad's got it on DVD, the remastered digital version of it, and I need to borrow it from him and watch some of them.
Well, I've always been that way with Gunsmoke. It's a far cry from Star Trek. I used to have all of the DVDs of every Gunsmoke episode, but I watch them every day at 1 o'clock. Matter of fact, there'd be one on right now, Larry. Even though I've seen them all, and I felt bad because I had just met my friend Chad a year or so after I throwed all them out. I didn't think anybody'd want them anymore, and he would have loved to have them. And when he goes up to his deer camp and that, he could listen to them, you know, of an evening. But I had pitched them out, and I felt bad about that.
My dad called me a while ago and said, "Have you got any more scrap lumber?" And I said, "No, I just got rid of it all." I said, "I take it you need some." He said, "Yep." Anyway, I'm pulling up here at the restaurant. I'm going to go ahead and get our food.
Nice to hear you this morning, and we're going to go outside. And the mailman just come to have a good day. Okay, 4SKD and 0TR. We'll be clear.
Talk with you later, KC4SKD. KD, listening, you're by your own frequency.
4MUF.
MUF, I hope I got that right. KC4SKD is my call, name is Larry. Just went and picked up some lunch and headed back to the house.
Yeah, you got that just right. And my call's KL4MUF, my name is Jody. And I heard you talking to the other gentleman when you were talking about that. But good afternoon to you.
And you, the weather's not exactly great. I need to some stuff I need to spray paint, but it won't be today because the drying conditions are not so great.
I'll set up a fan, let it blow on it. It'd be all right.
A workbench. Got new vise for it, put new wheels, and fixing to put a new top on it. And do the polyurethane stuff, but it was in need of some work badly.
I'm on my way to pick up a little 4x8 trailer myself for some yard work and trash hauling and stuff like that, so I'm headed down to take a look at that and see if it's good enough shape for me to pick up.
I had a little 4x8 trailer, and I used it quite a bit when I first bought it. Then I got to where I didn't use it so much anymore, so I sold it. So now if I want one, I just go rent one.
Yeah, I've been wanting one for, you know, I've got a 7.5 by 10, 12 foot trailer, but the landfill pickings won't let me in with it because they say it's too big.
I've heard that story before. If it's too long, they won't let you. I know one guy that had a trailer that was too long, and he had the pickup truck. And they wouldn't let him dump stuff out of the trailer, so he pulled off site, put the stuff in the back of his pickup truck, and then went back, and they let him dump it.
Right before Thanksgiving, and right after Thanksgiving, I just instead of loading it on the trailer, because I didn't want to hear him complain about it, I went ahead and my wife and I slid it in the back of my Jeep, and we strapped it down and took it that way.
I've already been to trash once today, and I don't plan on going back, so I've got to get into this workbench project after I get some food in me. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Well, it sounds like, is it a fabricating workbench, or is it just for working on radios, or what?
One of the places I used to work for was throwing this piece of data processing equipment away, and the thing had a massive, you know, a nice steel frame in it, and I just thought, man, that'd make a great work cart, so I put wheels on it and used it for that, but I've been needing to replace the top on it, so that's what I'm going to do today, and it's too good to throw away, and I looked online, and the one like I wanted that would work for me is $1,400.
To get stuff people's going to throw away, isn't it?
I had somebody about a year and a half ago just tell me where I need to be and what time, and I had my truck, went and got some nice equipment, and I, you know, did something with it.
Tried to do the same thing, man. My wife calls me a kind of a hoarder, but not really. But I see something like that. At my work table, I found two old bed frames on the side of the road, put some legs on it, some wheels on it, a tabletop, and that's my workbench.
Yeah, it beats paying the exorbitant amount of money they want to charge for them things.
And if you've done any welding, you would know that bed frame is strong steel.
My dad's done a lot of welding. When we were kids, we had a go-kart, and he re-welded the thing back two or three times.
Like y'all had fun on a go-kart.
Yeah, I got hurt on one. I flipped it and decided I better not do that anymore. Anyway, hate to cut it short, but I'm just about home, and once I go down the hill here, the 6-1 repeater gets real scratchy. So I hope you have a good rest of your day. And take care, KC4SKD.
Roger that. Enjoy your afternoon, KM4MUF. We're Mobile listening.